This is Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
I left off last time talking about plumbers. As I remember, I praised the plumbing profession. Profession? Well, why not? After all, when a plumber is called, they are generally expected to deal with an issue before being paid. Can you imagine if doctors and lawyers were held to this standard? God help us. I'm being signaled to move on by the sound technician. I refuse to call him a sound engineer. He'll want his salary doubled. A few of you have asked that I talk about current events. Well, this is a challenge. Most prominent in the news is the mass murder of scores of innocent people, I believe in Texas and Ohio this time. The killers were armed with weapons that fire with an efficiency unknown in my time. Why are people allowed to have such weaponry? When I arrived in the Nevada Territory, men shooting other men was a daily occurrence. The shootings were always the result of a sudden rage that resulted in a dead man. Notice I said man. Would someone please explain to me the logic of shooting women and children? We have long accepted the slaughter of men. After all, we are expendable. A civilization can survive with relatively few men. Populating is the particular province of females. To put it in simple terms, how many roosters does a farmer need? Probably just one, if he is young and robust. The Civil War comes to mind. Whatever the topic of discussion, over 600,000 men were lost, killed, missing, blown up. Many southern towns lost half or more of their young men. The process of repopulation was accomplished by the handful of remaining men and a female population that was not decimated by the war. I can only imagine that an army of widows was forced to accept men over the age of 50 or even older. Even so, they rolled up their sleeves and got the job done. Rolled up their sleeves? I'd better let that go. If I were writing, that would have been crossed out and corrected. I have been encouraged to be spontaneous. Let's move on. Why would anyone who is not in the military be allowed to carry a weapon that can kill dozens or more and do it quickly? I always loved having a gun. When I arrived in Carson City, I was a proud owner of a little Smith & Wesson 7-shooter. It fired a bullet so small that it might take 7 of them to kill an adult man. It had another fault. You couldn't hit anything with it, except by accident. I once saw a train conductor fire 7 shots at a cow. The animal didn't seem concerned, and for good reason. The conductor missed with all 7 shots, and the cow lived a long life, assuming it was not hit later by a train. In my experience, railroad personnel were notoriously bad shots. Cows and buffalo herds were always safe when conductors were holding a loaded gun. A much more accurate and expensive weapon was the Colt revolver. The Secretary of the Nevada Territory carried one. He said it was for protection against Indians. To me, the Indians seemed to threaten only those who bothered them. They didn't seem to be particularly aggressive. On the trip to Carson City, I met a man named George Bemis. George owned the old original Allen revolver. It had just one major flaw. It was inaccurate to the extreme. Well, it would hit something. The Allen revolver killed people standing around watching. The combatants were seldom touched or injured. Sometimes all 6 barrels would go off at once. The only safe person was the one standing behind the gun. There was one animal we loved shooting at on any stagecoach trip west. That was the jackass rabbit. They seemed to be everywhere along our journey from Kansas to the Pacific Ocean. He is well named. He is twice the size of other rabbits, with long legs in proportion to his size. He has the most preposterous ears ever mounted on any creature. When he is at rest, perhaps pondering his next meal, his ears, those majestic ears, point to the sky. In a moment, he can be frightened nearly to death by the breaking of a twig. These creatures always seemed to be present when the train or the stagecoach stopped to rest. The train conductor who failed to shoot a cow with a loaded Allen revolver could shoot a jackass rabbit every time. Even when they missed the primary target, there was always a rabbit sitting nearby who became the accidental victim. As far as I can remember, nobody ever protested the killing of these pathetic creatures. After all, they were everywhere. Even female passengers who might lament the death of a turtle showed no sympathy for the jackass rabbit. Perhaps if they were smart enough not to live on the overland trail or near the train tracks, they might survive better. I wonder if they are still so common after being shot at relentlessly. I'll have more to say about guns. I am finished talking about jackass rabbits. I think I should give them a rest. They deserve it.